This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And with us is Katie Henriksen. She is, of course, the host of Note at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, but also tonight.
The KUAF Sunday Symphony.
How many symphonies tonight?
Three symphonies.
In 1 2-hour program.
Yes. And they all are in C major, and they're all conducted by Leonard Bernstein.
Okay.
Was that the plan?
That was not planned. I just kind of was digging through and was picking out symphonies and what would go well together, and I picked them, and then I looked. I'm like, oh, these are all in C major, and they're all conducted by Leonard Bernstein, which isn't too weird, the Leonard Bernstein part, because he conducted so many symphonies. We have a ton of Bernstein recordings, but, you know.
So which orchestras?
The New York Philharmonic, two of them, and then also the one is the Vienna Philharmonic. So,
but still conducted by Bernstein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what are they?
They would be Bizet's Symphony No. 1 in C major, which is his one and only symphony, and then Mozart's Symphony No. 41, which has been called the Jupiter Symphony, and then Schumann's Symphony No. 9, called the Great Symphony, which is also his very last symphony.
Which of these three did you first pick?
Gosh. I think I picked the Mozart first. I was like, oh, it would be good to play a Mozart, and then the others kind of fall. I think the Bizet was the last. The Schumann came in the middle. And then they all just, I looked at the timing and how much time they each took. And I was like, oh, they fit together perfectly. And they sound good together. So
why is the Mozart 41, why is that one called the Jupiter Symphony?
It's supposed to have this really grandiose quality. And all three of the symphonies, they're all in C major. They're very grand and kind of bright symphonies. But I think that Jupiter is like a god. And I think someone named it because they thought of that god when they heard that symphony.
Okay. So Mozart himself did not.
No. Usually in the case of when it's like a whatever name after it, it's usually not the composer. It's someone who's decided to use a descriptive term to kind of market that symphony.
We'll hear these in their entirety.
That's right.
Tonight at 7.
7 to 9. It's the third one. I'm really excited to be doing this program.
All right. 7 to 9 tonight. Thank you, Katie.
Thanks.